Eddie break.
You there, bud?
Yeah, we're here.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
It's always trouble when the guest asks the host, you there?
Are you still there?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Scratch and sniff.
Oh, my gosh.
Barb?
Are you okay?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
What would that smell like, Barb?
I don't know.
Bleach?
Oh, you know.
Uh-oh.
Talk on the air, Turley. Quit telling me minutiae in my ear.
Maybe I'm just feeding down information.
What does Turley know? No, it was Teresa. Who cares?
On the TV Tim show, maybe that's how it works, or maybe on Big Dick show. I'm sorry, Mike.
I'm just feeding down information that's told.
Shut up!
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Gosh. It's so violent.
I'm so angry. Such violence on that bad radio show.
That's a funny moment.
Dr. Kevorkian died.
Indeed.
Late breaking news.
Yes, Jack Kevorkian dead at the age of 83.
Well, you know, serves him right. Bad karma. If you call yourself Dr. Death, you're probably going to die at some point.
Probably.
Did he off himself?
And again, no. If you name yourself Dr. Life, you're probably going to die at some point, too.
No, he died of kidney and heart problems.
And don't you think that's kind of a wimp out? He's able to kill all these other people. When it comes to himself, he doesn't have the guts to kill himself.
Or did he?
Maybe he didn't want it.
What a wimp.
This is the best. All right. So, Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you the candidates. You get the vote on them. 214-787-1310.
So Dr. Jack used to be on this planet. Now, Dr.
Candidate number one comes to us from that crazy weekend show known as Cirque de Soroy, where it's Mike and his brother Cash. And for the most part, when things go wrong on the ticket, we all laugh at it and kind of go along with the e-break. But apparently, either Mike or Cash, I can't tell which because they do sound a lot alike. I think it's Mike.
Which one's the one with the goiter? Yeah, Cash.
He has a goiter?
Have you seen that thing?
Really?
Oh, my God. It's so nasty. He tweeted a picture of it. It wasn't a goiter. It was a cyst that he got up under. And it looked like, and he has kind of a beard, so it looked like a scruffy ball sack. It was right up under his chin.
That he can't have removed?
I think he did have surgery on it. They had to lance it or something.
Oh, man.
It's not like a Frank Beamer goiter, is it? Like full-blown?
Frank Beamer, he was the Let's Roll guy.
No, that was Todd Beamer.
Frank Beamer's coach of Virginia Tech. Anyway, they had an off moment, and Mike couldn't go along with it anymore after their ticker guy, Casey Millen, fired off a dirt cut.
That I had never really feared the tornado much. But I guess that's regional. We've
got to go through the best to obviously win the championship, and we've had a tough run already in the wet.
Casey?
Yeah, I'm going to be ranked last again.
What the hell? You might actually slide behind this guy. There's no chance.
Are you kidding?
God, we have the worst show. I'm serious. God. I mean, it's funny sometimes, but it's just constant.
Dirk's got some thoughts on...
I don't even remember what the hell we were talking about.
All right, your sports story. Go ahead.
I don't care. Another sports bot story. See if we can make him make some noise. Roy, please play the sports bot noise so he's printing a story.
What the hell's going on? I didn't understand any of that.
What just happened?
Have you heard sports... you guys obviously hadn't heard SportsBot before. That's how they get
SportsBot 2K3 comes in and does stories for them every week. Has some stories for them.
Who?
SportsBot 2K3, I believe, is the name of the little robot they have.
I think it's actually kind of funny.
I think it is, too.
Kind of funny shtick. Well, anyway,
there's SportsBot
right Cirque
now.
That's Cirque de Soroy.
Get out of here, SportsBot.
Yeah, there he is, spitting out sports questions. All right, so there's, I guess we'll give that to Casey Millen for firing off a Dirk cut during the middle of their show that stopped him down. And then there's the Maverick pregame show on Tuesday night where Mike Reiner was making a rather swerving-like point. He was swerving on the road as he's trying to make his point. And then Corby had this really awkward moment with him.
But, man, the Mavericks have got a real... not only is it a challenge, it's kind of a murky, undefined challenge. You know it's going to be huge, but you don't know exactly what shape it's going to take. And that might change from game to game, too.
I'm going to agree with you.
I swear to God.
You sounded so ready to make some huge point.
Did.
You took this huge breath in.
And then you just held it.
Well, no, here's the deal. Because we're basically, it's like we're in Islamabad right now. Because there's that second and a half delay. No. And it's real confusing because I don't know when you guys are going to talk. But, yeah.
When you inhale deeply like that, please talk.
And then I just stop right there.
It's all his hang time.
Sorry. I swear.
What was your great point you had, Corby?
I feel like Wolf Blitzer right now.
All right, a few things. Number one is, did anyone understand Mike's point to begin with?
No, that's what I've said. He was swerving all over the place.
What the hell was that?
But I don't think
it's
Mike's
kind of a cloudy, just, mysterious.
Nebulous. Very nebulous. But he's not what caused the e-brake.
Murky.
It was this damn delay that caused that e-brake.
What's the delay?
Yeah, cause...
Well, we're about to hear that again.
Go ahead,
stop it,
Rich.
Stop it, Rich. Well, we had Peter Gammons on yesterday. We had the delay in full effect because we do have a delay of a second or two with our equipment here that goes from Miami back to Dallas. And listen to this awkwardness that we had with our weekly visit with Peter Gammons.
The other guy who hasn't really played that well, who's capable of going off and hitting 380 for 6 weeks, is Robinson Cano. So that'll be fun to watch.
All right, the defending champions.
Excuse me?
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and of course, there's the Bartolo Colon story, which is...
Boy, that doesn't seem as bad as it was yesterday. When it happened, it was just like, oh, my gosh, we've had this long delay of 10 seconds or so.
You know, with modern technology, I can't believe that we haven't overcome the delay. When you watch network news... They'll talk to their correspondent in the Middle East, and there's still a 3 or 4 second delay until they respond.
Well, could you give it a second? It's going to space.
Great routine.
Super gay.
We are, yeah.
All right, so those are your three candidates. Cirque de Soroy, Rhines and Corby, or us with Peter Gammons. 214-787-1310. Please vote responsibly and respect the delay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I want to vote for my three favorite Civil War heroes, Sergeant Frank Hilson, Mr. Brown, and Sportsbot 2K3.
Thank you.
About that. Sergeant Frank Hilson was the commanding general in the Civil War.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
1 week to Summer Bash and the return of Free Ball in Giorgio.
I'm not up, and I've never been known as that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, Craig, I'd like to vote for Mr. Tomato Head and a shout-out to Johnny Smith and NASCAR this weekend.
Hey, now.
Okay, there's a vote for Rhines and Corby. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Mine, I am radio.
Yay!
Die.
Hey, neither, I want to vote for Mike Miner and that pothead snake, L. Davidson. Go Mammoths! Love you!
Love you, too.
Go Mammoths.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Hello, Giorgio. I'm waiting at poolside for you.
You're waiting poolside for Giorgio?
Who was that?
Is that a girl or a guy doing a girl's voice?
I don't know.
Because the second one's hotter.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
You got sports pants!
You got sports pants.
No, we don't have
sports. Sports bots.
Sports bots.
Yeah,
oh, sports bot. Oh, okay. All right, there's a Cirque de Soroy vote there.
What is sports bot?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, Giorgio. I'd like to vote for Mike Reiner. I love you. Shout out to the Unticket.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Speaking of Peter Gammons, wasn't he covering the Florida Association of Gay Softball when the drag bunt was invented?
Not bad. Hi, you're on the ticket. This is America's favorite radio station.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Gordo's penile implants.
Okay, he has had those, but
vote for him every day.
That's not up. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
The edifice, as it were, pursuant to, well, what was my point?
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Jason Carey, the turnover machine.
Was that supposed to be Ryan's?
I don't know.
That was Bob Ortegal.
Okay.
Our brains left us for a moment. So
sorry.
A hard time.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
GA's Furby Curtain.
What?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Vaginal flash born.
Oh, we almost made it. Shut up. Don't encourage him. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hooter Brown.
Hooter Brown. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'd like to vote for Gordon's black brother-in-law.
Wow.
He's not supposed to be mentioned.
He is now my farmer brother-in-law, buddy.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hollywood and Jimmy.
And now we have a winner, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
Ryan's with this
kind of
awesome sports point.
Murky, ill-defined, cloudy,
let's listen to this confusion once again.
But, man, the Mavericks have got a real challenge. Not only is it a challenge, it's kind of a murky, undefined challenge. You know it's going to be huge, but you don't know exactly what shape it's going to take. And that might change from game to game, too.
I'm going to agree with you. I swear to God.
You sounded so ready to make some huge point.
Did.
You took this huge breath in,
and then you just held it.
Well, no, here's the deal, because we're basically, it's like we're in Islamabad right now, because there's that second and a half delay, and it's real confusing, because I don't know when you guys are going to talk, but yeah.
When you inhale deeply like that, please talk.
And then I just stop right there.
It's always
sorry,
hang
man.
Time.
Sorry. I swear.
What was your great point you had, Corey?
I feel like Wolf Blitzer right now.
That's on Mike, right? That's not on Corby. It's Mike, right?
It's a little bit of both, because Corby did do the...
But Mike just said something that would short-circuit any human's brain.
I don't know. It seemed to make sense to Corby. He was going to agree with all of that.
He said, I'm going to agree with you because I'm contractually obligated to.
We also need to pull off the very beginning of that just when we have a confusing moment. And he has a very Cuban-like statement of, but.
And then, did you hear Sean Bass's obnoxious little laugh in there?
That is kind of a funny laugh.
Gosh.
All right, how many wins is that if we're going to split it for Ryan's and Corby?
Well, let's give it to Ryan's because there's nothing murky about him this year. He's got four wins. Four wins this year is more than
dominated.
Anyone.
He's been quite the player. All right, there you go. The emergency break of the week. Up next, the comeback.